Yep. Okay, welcome to Season 7, Episode 4. So I've had three this morning.
Wow.
We had Margaret from Yogurt Merriweather, and then we had Elaine from Unraveling Red Tape, and we just had Kelly from Fortune Property Finder. Wow. Season 7, Episode 4, brought to you by Jezweb.
I'm Jez, Jezweb.
And Dave from Money Saver Home Loans.
This is the first episode of the podcast you've ever listened to. We hope it's the best.
Yeah.
And if it's not, find a different one to listen to.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be great too.
Yeah, it's probably about, we're up to about 60 now. And according to a website that we have never heard of, we are the 7th most popular small business podcast in Australia.
Wow.
So if you type in the Google most popular small business podcast Australia, a website comes up, says we're number 7.
Yeah, someone wrote a blog about us, which was awesome.
Yeah, cool. So if you can watch these, we might pop up to number 6. We'll see how we go. So Gavin does insurance. So Gav, how did you get to from Newcastle originally?
No, I'm born and bred in Sydney.
Nice.
Those people.
Whereabouts?
Coogee.
Nice.
Yep.
Very good spot.
So my wife is a Kiwi. She wanted to buy a house and be close to the beach that's affordable.
Yep.
As
that's not Coogee.
That's not Coogee.
Yeah.
So we've come up here.
So we're just getting back. So you went. Where did you go to school at?
St Andrews.
In Coogee?
School. In the city.
In the city. Okay.
CBD. Yeah.
Nice. So I'll bus into.
Yep.
Bus in every day.
Bus in.
And out.
Bus in.
Yeah.
Bus
were you a beach person when you were growing up?
Yep. Maroubra and Coogee Beach.
Nice.
Yep.
One of the bra boys. Maybe not. Have you got a tattoo?
I don't.
Okay. Cool.
No.
And so went to school. What did you do after school?
Took a year off,
yep.
Just helped my parents, and then I started in recruitment.
Okay.
Then I went to financial planning.
Nice. How long did you do that for?
For about 3 years.
Yep.
Then from there I actually travelled a bit,
yep.
Sort of wanted to see parts of the world.
Yeah, where'd you go?
Went to New Zealand,
yep.
Went to all places in the Middle East, the Mediterranean.
Yep. Nice.
So stayed with a family that I met off Facebook in Jordan.
Wow.
So that's a little bit different.
Yeah, cool.
And then I decided to put my CV in literally every single country I went to.
Yep.
And it just happened to be New Zealand.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I moved there for 5 years.
Nice. And that's where you met the little wife?
That's where I met my wife. That's
yep.
where I started my insurance.
Yeah.
Officially started my insurance career.
Yep.
Were you insuring?
I was in a place called Lantern Insurance, which is owned by IAG.
Yep.
So on the insurer side, so the whole house, contents, car, etc.
Normal sort of retail insurance people would be used to. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
And then from there, got homesick.
Yep.
Came back home and then started insurance broking.
Nice.
And your wife was happy to come with you.
Massive restructure with IAG, and where her position is to stay there and go to another industry or come
to
Australia.
So she was with IAG?
Yeah, cool.
So you had a good change in career to motivate you to do something different.
Absolutely.
And that whereabouts in New Zealand did you live?
Auckland.
Auckland. Okay.
Yep.
How long? It's not a good city.
No, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's just a smaller version of Sydney.
Yeah.
But
realistically.
Yeah.
A few more Kiwis.
Yeah, a lot more Kiwis.
Yeah.
But then I went to Marsh, which is an insurance brokerage, and I dealt with all the high net worth people.
Yep.
So your Lowies, your Packers, your...
What are they insuring? Their luxury yachts?
Yachts, homes, the stories I could tell you about their homes, their...
They don't just ring up like the NRMA or GIA or insurance for their $10 million
budget direct.
No, not at all. They've got a business manager that handles all the insurance side.
Yeah, right.
You get to go out and see their houses. Everyone has a panic room.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Oh, cool. That's good. That's good. So you moved up here, started in Newcastle Insurance Brokers.
I moved up here and lived here for a year.
Yep.
As a broker,
mm-hmm.
Just to sort of get more experience on the broker side, what people do right, what people do not so right.
Yeah.
Then I got a redundancy, quite a good one, and I thought, well, there's a few of us together. Yep.
Yeah.
We're gonna start up a company. We know what other brokers do that we could improve on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we started that up in April.
Yeah. That's cool.
As a business founder. What age does that make you? How old were you when you founded your business?
Oh, when I founded my business, 44.
Yeah. Which I forget the reference, but statistically is the most successful time if you picked an age to start your business in your 40s, is like peak success outcomes.
Really?
So the whole Mark Zuckerberg success, that's it's sort of a reindeer that, you know, never happens. It's just so rare, no, it never happens. It's a freak storm once in 100 years.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
The business success, because, and I think it,
it's because of what you've learned.
What you've learned. You've had 20 years-ish, let's say, of how to do the best of what you do. You've watched people succeed and not succeed. You've dealt with customers. So you've built up this huge knowledge base of shit that can go right or wrong. We better have to put it explicitly.
No, that's all right. It's, we're PG, right?
But now, and so now you can start your business and not fail because you've already watched lots of success.
And you've seen it from both sides. You've seen it from the insurer side and the customer side. And as I said before, you know what people get wrong. So what are some of the things that people get wrong with their insurance?
Well, on both sides, there's the lack of coverage.
Yeah.
The lack of...
lack of knowledge about what's covered.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people not being covered properly because they go online.
Just underinsured.
Underinsured, but also exclusions of what you need for. So, for example, I said last week, so for a mortgage broker, you get a great policy, but you don't realise one of the exclusions is any advice to get, that you give.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, you've got the policy.
Well, the other thing, Gav spoke at the last beach break and talked about financial planner around the, you know, there was an exclusion around except what you do, which is crazy. Like, we, being the world's greatest mortgage brokers, we work with clients to how they spend their money, because the less you spend, one, you're going to be wealthier, which is what we want people to achieve, but also it's good for people to sort of have their expenses under control. And a couple of clients we've referred to Gav, better coverage, save about $2,000 a year. Just by shopping around and not sort of just going to the ad on the TV or that sort of thing.
Because you know, I assume, what's in the policy before you read it to some extent. So whereas you're a normal, not educated about insurance person, doesn't really even know, say, what all the different sections in the document will be, whereas you can sort of look through it and go, oh, that's weird, why are they putting an exclusion there for houses that are too close to the beach or something?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's all the things, like some of the things we see is exclusions for like power lines or, you know, trees over 10 metres or those sorts of things. So, you know, when we're talking to people about where they're buying a house, that sort of comes into consideration. Like people buying, we sort of encourage investors to look at places outside of where they live.
Yep.
So you've got property in different markets. So if you're buying in a place, is it in a bushfire zone, is it in a flood zone? Because then you've got the insurance to add into the cost, which impacts the yield on the properties.
And with with that specific example, I had one client last week that every insurer they went to, it was a bushfire zone, so they won't insure. But I know the companies that will insure people in bushfire zones, so I knew the five companies to direct it to, and she got coverage.
And get the best deal, which is what people are after. And I suppose it sort of breaks through the there's so much stuff, you know.
Yep.
You get a PDS or whatever they're called.
You're not going to read 36 pages.
Not times 10.
No.
Yes. Like, and to work out.
It's not going to.
I think one of the things I read, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that some of those comparison sites are actually, well, one, they don't compare everyone.
No.
And they're actually driven by
who pays the most.
Pays the most.
The best.
Or the they're driven by a company that set them up. So there's a bit of publicity around the moment in mortgage broking about a lot of Aussie Home Loans customers getting CommBank loans because Aussie Home Loans is owned by CommBank. Now, that's not to say that CommBank was not the best product for that client, who knows, but it's just the thing that, you've got to be careful with when you're doing your research, and you should also get an expert, because your cost is borne by the policy provider.
That's right.
Yeah, so they pay you a commission so they can save money on paying staff.
True that, because you're not the insurance company, so you're independent to that extent, you can advocate if there is something that goes wrong. So if I insure myself directly with a brand name insurance agency and my car is stolen, my house burns down, whatever goes wrong, and I say, oh my goodness, I need to ring that agency, effectively it's me against Goliath. Whereas if a person uses an independent insurance agent, broker, person like yourself, you know the correct wording, yep. the way you can ask him, you say, but don't forget about this part of the policy because I know you want to not pay, but, well, you know, is that part of the yep. whole benefit, if
That's
you like?
That's pretty much half of it. So if you did insure your home, contents, car, business or whatever, you have a claim, you come straight to me, I get all the details, then I go to the insurer and go, right, I know the policy wordings, this is how we're going to say it, this is how we're going to package it together, and it's probably a more favoured outcome because I've also got a lot of business with it.
And quicker, in a sense.
Yes.
It's,
yep.
it's a bit like knowing the BDM at the bank when you're approaching them for a home loan, you're like, yeah. We've already made sure this person's exactly right for this.
Yeah, of course you do bring them business, they will look after you.
They'll listen to you at least.
Get a bad experience, you'll tell other brokers.
Yep,
look, right. I did this with this company and got this result, wasn't great, you know, didn't help the client, so you sort of pass that stuff on. Yeah, so look, I certainly encourage people to get their insurance looked at. It's in our December newsletter, Gav's going to do a little piece for us on things you can do with your insurance over Christmas, New Year, where you've got a bit of time.
Yep.
Get some quotes, get Gav to give you some quotes on your different insurance, just to make sure for 2020 you know what you've got.
And I'd say it's almost inevitable that if you are with a retail insurer and you talk to a broker, you're going to save money. Like, I mean, there must be, I assume, occasional situations where you say, goodness, you are on the perfect insurance policy for exactly what you need. Carry on, good job.
Yeah, and then the biggest thing is you ring a direct insurance company. They ask you certain questions, you give them certain answers, that's done.
Mm.
And if they didn't ask the right questions, it's more on you or on them.
Well, you give them the wrong answer.
And it's all recorded for training purposes.
That's right. But if you come to a broker, we actually get to the ins and outs. We're actually sort of more comprehensive and see exactly what you need, as opposed to we try and get an insurance policy to fit you, not you fit into an insurance policy.
Yeah, we strongly recommend people do that. So, well, Gav, thanks for coming in for a chat. That was excellent.
Pleasure.
Gav's part of our Beach Business Breakfast, so you can come along to a meeting and meet him or give him a call at Newcastle Insurance Brokers.
Yep,
absolutely. Find you on Facebook.
Yep.
Reach out it's good to just know. So one of the things I recommend over Christmas and New Year, get your insurance policies out.
Give
Gav a call and just
save
make
money.
Sure you know what you're doing. And also, if something does happen, know what you've got to do. So that's cool. So thanks for coming in, Gav. It's great
Thanks for watching. Awesome.
Cool. We might have a 1 minute break and then we've got George.
Thanks for that.
That's still going, so don't swear.
Yeah, Facebook is going. You can enjoy it.
So don't swear. Yeah.